Again, as I said, it's a great honor for me to be here and introduce the next performers to you. Permit me a personal indulgence to tell you a little story about my history with Wendy White, which is that it's 1970. I'm 14 years old. I live in a town of 10,000 in North Georgia that's the chicken capital of the world. I get all my music through local AM radio. My father's into Flat and Scruggs. My mother's into Frank Sinatra. And Bitches Brew goes right over my head. You do not hear Bitches Brew on AM radio in Gainesville, Georgia. And you know, the people who like Flat and Scruggs and Frank Sinatra are not bringing it home saying, check this out, son. But 1976, I'm 20, and I discover Romantic Warrior by Return to Forever. And one of the most killing rhythm sections that's ever existed, Lenny White and Stanley Clarke. And of course, the sign of a great drummer is look at the bass players he plays with. Stanley, later Jocko, Marcus Miller, Victor Bailey. So all the great bass players want to be with him. So that blows my mind. And then I discover Weather Report and Joe Zawinul, and then I discover John McLaughlin. And then I realize all those guys were at the Big Bang that was Bitches Brew. And so my life is forever changed. So to get to be here tonight and introduce this man to you is a real thrill for me, because personally, he had a huge amount to do with me moving through the Monkees into my favorite bands of 1970 when Bitches Brew came out. Were, I was from Georgia, the Allman Brothers, James Brown, and Sly and the Family Stone. Lo and behold, that was a big influence on Lenny White and all the people playing on Bitches Brew, channeling some of that James Brown into their music. So please welcome an amazing drummer, great band, Lenny White and Friends.
I usually don't speak. I usually let the music break the silence, but I really would like to take a minute and let you know about two other great people that are here with me this evening. Gentleman playing piano has played with Cannonball Adderley, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Stan Getz, Roy Hargrove, and that's all because he could never keep a job. Please put your hands together for Mr. Larry Willis and the crew. I have personal favorites, and some of them have been named when you come to the bass chair. And there are two others that were not named. One of them is here tonight. One is Ron Carter, and also the legendary Mr. Buster Williams. The music that I've done and am about to do, what I'm about to do now is the foundation for all of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. As I said before, I usually let the music break the silence, but I had to do that. I had to acknowledge the greats like this true thing. This turnout is fantastic. Thank everybody for coming out. You know, I thought there's gonna be 5 people here.
Sight.
But you know, it's always special. I mean, I've been coming to Boston for over 40 years, and it's always a great music place to come. You have a great history of fantastic musicians that have come from the Boston area, so you guys know about the music. So it's always special to come back and play for y'all. Is that what they say now? Now you go and see people, hey, how y'all doing? How y'all? You know. No, yeah, but I wasn't brought up that way. So. But I say it too. Again, you know, coming here with these great musicians, it's thanks. The opportunity to speak at the school yesterday, and it was a real remarkable experience to see that there is hope for the music, because I heard some fantastic young musicians, and yes, there is hope for the music. But what was interesting is going and talking at the school. There's a lot of different things that I've done, and I've played music over the past few decades, and it's changed. The landscape has changed, but this is the true music, and this is where it all comes from. I mean, I've played a lot of different kinds of musics, and every one of them I think of as a jazz gig, no matter what it is, because again, this is the true essence of the music. We're going to, well, first what we played, the first tune was a tune written by a not very well-known jazz composer by the name of Lenny White, and the second tune was a standard that we did called All of You. And we're going to now take a turn, and we're going to do some music that was written by Mr. Willis. And the first tune we're going to do is entitled Children of Harlem.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
would like to take this time to really acknowledge Mr. Banfield. Excuse me. I know him as Mr. Banfield. You know him as Professor Banfield. Professor Banfield and the Jazz Ravine. Please put your hands together. Actual arena in clubs where, you know, you hone your craft and then you go. See, one of the things that I learned as a young musician, and which has helped me a great deal because it's always happened, but you always have to play with people that play better than you. Because that's the only way that you learn something. You think that you have it all and you can do all, and it doesn't work that way. So, fortunately for me, I've always been surrounded with fantastic musicians, and that's the way I learned. I learned my craft, making many, many mistakes, and I'm still doing that. So I'm still learning my craft. We're going to play a piece of music now. Again, written by Mr. Willis. And it has a very, very philosophical title, which I forgot. I'm a real guy, man. I don't lie. You get the real me. This is me. This is it. I gotta read it again. Is it time for me to tell a joke? Okay, I'll tell a joke, really, straight up. So, Louis Belson gets a letter, and it's addressed to the greatest drummer in the world. Louis Belson looks at him and he says, "This cannot be for me, so I'm going to send it to Max Roach." So Max Roach gets the letter that's addressed to him and looks at it and says, "This can't be for me. This has to be for Buddy Rich." Buddy Rich gets the letter. He looks at it and says, "To the greatest drummer in the world." He said, "Oh yeah, this is me." And he opens it up, and the first line is, "Dear Ringo." And the name of the song is, "To the Wisdom, the Pride."
Thank you.
down a little bit, and we're going to do another piece of music by that unknown composer, and this is entitled Dedication.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Larry Willis. Buster Williams. Thank you. And yours truly, Ringo Starr. Thank you.
Yes, sir.